This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Will they? Won't they? They being the Browns. The thing being trading Myles Garrett, to talk about all of it, the implications of it, and more. We head out to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline and welcome on former NFL agent, now with CBS Sports as an NFL analyst, Joel Corey. Joel, welcome to the show.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're doing all right here. It's a beautiful Friday. All right, because Daryl didn't really make me feel any better about this. I'm watching the Super Bowl parade. It's a little over the top for me now. I don't know if it's because I'm 39. I don't know if it's because I just am maybe over drunk in public. Have we gone too far? It's a little Spinal Tap for me, Joel.
Well, I haven't watched 1 minute of it. I just remember last time they won, one of the linemen, maybe it was Kelce Lane Johnson, was inebriated and had some interesting things to say.
That seems like that was today as well. It was just a different offensive lineman. So one of the reasons we have you on, Joel, is your piece on the complications of trading Myles Garrett from the Browns' standpoint. Can you walk us through those?
Yeah, the Browns, when they restructured his contract in 2023 and made it much more complicated than it had to be, by sticking multiple option bonuses in there and multiple dummy voiding years, definitely were setting it up to eventually do an extension. The Browns, one, are adamant they don't want to trade him. Andrew Berry has said, I wouldn't even take two first-round picks for the guy. So that's the first hurdle, them changing their mind. I know he's saying he wants out and he's willing to do whatever it takes. High stakes game of chicken. We'll see who blinks. But from a cap standpoint, the Browns are in a lousy position. They're over the cap. They have about $342 million of cap commitments. They had $42 million of cap room to carry over. The cap will be hopefully $275 in that range. Garrett has a $19.7 million cap number. Because of the restructures and the option bonuses are prorated like signing bonus, that means if the Browns decided to trade him very quickly, they would have a $32.6 million in dead money. So they're going to have basically an increase on the cap of $16.5 million if they had a quick change of heart. Now it can get a little bit worse. The first option bonus has to be exercised for $5 million the first couple of days of the league year, by the third day of the league year, March 14th. So if they don't decide to trade him before then, his base salary is going to reduce from $19.8 to $14.8. That $5 million gets prorated. So now your dead money goes up to $41.2 million.
Joel, what can the Browns do as far as limiting? You went through the cap escalators there, but what could Andrew Berry potentially do to limit the damage from a cap standpoint with a trade? And you know, Miles said on Super Bowl media roll there that he's willing to do anything to facilitate a trade. So what do you think they could do to minimize that cap liability and still move him?
Well, they could wait until after June 1, because then they're able to split the cap hit over 2 years. So that would help, because then you're going to have $15.75 million of dead money in 2025 and basically $25.45 million in 2026. When Myles Garrett says, I'll do anything to facilitate a trade, I'm not taking that to mean I'll take a pay cut to get out of here. He's underpaid as it is. He was the first $25 million per year non-quarterback in 2020 when he signed the deal. There are 2 years left on his contract then. The ink was barely dry before Joey Bosa went to $27 million. He's now tied for 20th among non-quarterbacks in average yearly salary. So I don't see him doing something like that, giving up money to try to get out.
Joel Corey, CBS Sports, former NFL agent on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Now, one thing that's been thrown out there by, I think it was Mike Florio that threw it out there, and I actually think it was earlier today on this station before he put it up on his website, was that the Browns should approach anybody interested in trading for Myles Garrett with the idea of they should take Deshaun Watson's contract together in a trade as well. Is that even possible?
No, not really. If you're going to do a trade to get 2025 draft capital, then you're going to have $80.77 million of dead money for Deshaun Watson. So that's going to go up about $7 million from what his cap number is. And they more or less have to restructure him. That's why they did that maneuver at the end of the year where they added more dummy voiding years in the contract. That screams we're going to do a maximum restructure, create about $35 million in cap space, then do it again, and then once the 5 years are up, we're going to make him a post-union designation and split the cap hit for the proration over 2 years. That's not – it's a creative idea, but it's hard to get that to work cap-wise.
What – some fans say if they trade Miles, they should just blow it up, right? But they can't blow it up because of the cap. And what I mean is, like, they can't trade Denzel Ward. They can't trade Wyatt Teller. They're pretty much stuck, aren't they, Joel?
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Well, Denzel Ward's probably going to want out if Miles is gone. But, yeah, they're built. Well, people forget, Maxie Miles forgets, they were a playoff team last year, musical chairs at quarterback. So they're operating as if we're going to be a decent, good playoff contending team. So that's why they've structured contracts with a bunch of option bonuses where there's going to be a ton of proration on dead money when guys are gone. And this is one contract they never contemplated they'd have to contend with potentially moving to another team, just because you wouldn't have done what they've done and create these type of cap ramifications if you thought it was a remote possibility at all.
Joel, with Saquon Barkley being arguably the most important offensive player on Philadelphia, they win the championship, even though he wasn't didn't have great numbers in the Super Bowl. A year ago, the Giants were on the record on Hard Knocks as saying, well, I love Saquon, but we don't love him at that number. Do you think this is going to, do you think Saquon's success this year, and maybe Derrick Henry's in Baltimore as well, do you think that might help reset the running back market to get more money and more security for running backs? Or do you think in the end this is a cyclical thing?
Well, the NFL is a copycat league. Last year we had the most productive running back get to the Super Bowl in Christian McCaffrey. And this year you had the most productive running back win the Super Bowl. I wouldn't be surprised if the Ravens renegotiate Derrick Henry's contract and give him a raise, because it was $16 million over 2 years, maxed out at 20 with incentives. I think you're going to see a couple of the younger running backs really reap the benefit, not this year because they're not able to extend their contract yet, but Bijan Robinson and Jahmyr Gibbs from the Lions, those two are next up to really reap the benefit of what's going on with Barkley and Henry.
Joel, I want to ask you about Joel Bitonio's situation. He's in the final year of his contract, but if my memory serves me correctly, he's got like three or four void years that got tacked on as the result of previous restructures. What happens if he retires? What type of cap damage does that do to the Browns?
Well, first, I think he's got a roster bonus due first couple of days of the league year.
Yeah, I think it's $3
million. Yeah, I think he and Teller both have a roster bonus due. They'd have to probably, it's the third day, they'd probably have to make him a post-June 1 designation because he's got a cap hit of 14.3. Yeah, it's there's so much proration on this thing. Yeah, it's got to be a post-June 1 designation to do it. That's the only way it would work.
Joel, I did see that Kirk Cousins was on your most disappointing veteran acquisitions of 2024 list back in December. Now, Kirk Cousins should be available this year for the Cleveland Browns. If the Atlanta Falcons release him and he's available for the veteran men, whatever that is, I can't even remember off the top of my head, do you think that suddenly becomes a good potential acquisition for the Browns because it doesn't come with $80 million guaranteed?
Well, if you take Raheem Morris at face value, he's comfortable having Cousins as the highest paid backup in league history, which I'm not buying. I fully expect for them to use a post-June 1 designation on him, and he's going to be released. It would be Russell Wilson part two, from the standpoint that Wilson signed for his league minimum salary to go to Pittsburgh. Cousins' league minimum would be $1.255 million. Yeah, Cleveland makes sense from the standpoint of the Kevin Stefanski connection. We'll see if he's a little bit healthier if that happens. What I'm curious to see is, does Myles Garrett's trade demand force the Browns to use their first-round pick on a quarterback when they may not have, to try to placate him, give him to change his mind, and seeing if we bring Cousins in, will that be good enough to get you to soften your stance? But just because of the connection and familiarity always brings comfort, I could see Cousins in Cleveland.
Okay, Joel, the $92 million question for you. You are Andrew Berry. Please, for the love of everything holy, give us the eject button from the Deshaun Watson contract.
There is no eject button. The eject button is getting a time machine, go back before you signed him, and don't do it. putting that aside, you got to ride it out. You're going to restructure for the next 2 years, and then I haven't done the calculations. You'll probably do maximum restructures to create cap room, and then you have massive dead money for the first 2 years after the contract's done. That's the likely scenario.
Well, Joel, I hate to have to hit the eject button on this conversation, but we are up against it. We sure appreciate your time today, and thank you so much.
Sure. Thanks for having me, guys.
Joel Corey there, CBS Sports on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Very informative. A lot of ins and outs there. I feel like we got the details.
Not a lot of optionality,
with
though.
With the contracts and the avoidable years and the whatnot. And, well, we're going to react to what Joel had to say coming up in about 5 minutes here. And we're going to get into how deep will the reset actually go on 92.3 The Fan.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omacid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omacid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.